Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. There are only three absolutes in life. We're all going to die someday.
Amen.
Your taxes always go up.
Amen, amen.
And everything changes, right?
That's true.
We want to shine some light on the many changes in our lives today with my special guest, who's been here many times. He's the executive director with Legal Shield. This is my friend, Mr. Mike Little.
Well, it's good to be here, Gary. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, you bet. Need to shout out to your better half.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The first lady, Nancy. I hope everything's going great at the house. See you in a little bit.
She's the boss. Right?
She's definitely the boss. They say behind every successful man, there's a surprise mother-in-law.
There you go. I like that. So get things kicked off the way we normally do every morning here on Saturday. I have my music trivia, Who Am I? We were having some fun with this off the air beforehand. We're not going to give it away quite yet, but we'll play with it later on. But this is my music trivia, Who Am I? This is for a $10 gift card to Starbucks, and I'd like to thank Mike Little for sponsoring the gift cards this morning. The phone number here is 513-563-1480, and if you haven't won in the past 60 days, you qualify and can win today if you answer this question. I'm an American female singer who started my music career and had a hit single in 1967 with a band called Stone Ponies. And it was titled Different Drum, Who Am I? We looked up and they actually appeared at Woodstock.
Correct.
In 1969. You guessed it. You said, weren't they at Woodstock?
Yeah.
So, who was the lead singer with the Stone Ponies? Of course, if you Wikipedia, it's going to say she was a backup vocalist. But I'll tell you what, when she joined them, it was history because she made that band.
True.
And she went on to have many, many other hits, which we'll get into later in my music history. But 513-563-1480, call us if you know the answer, and you're going to get yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. We're going to give away two winners today. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. So it's been, oh my gosh, it was September of 2022, I think, when you were here last.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
been a while.
Too long.
Yes.
Too long to talk about this important topic.
Definitely.
And my promo says it's something everybody needs and hardly anyone knows about.
True. It's one of the best kept secrets out there.
Why there's no commercialism. It's just all pretty much word of mouth.
Exactly. It's untraditional, having access to the legal system, the way we do it.
Yeah.
So it's a unique service. So I'm excited about talking about it.
It's something that most people don't think about. I mean, we all have home insurance and health insurance and life insurance and auto insurance and insurance out the yin-yang.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an important aspect to life. As life changes, things happen, and you might want to – I'm a realtor, and I cannot give legal advice.
True.
A lot of realtors will. They'll overstep those bounds, and they get in trouble because they say, my real estate agent told me this. Well, does he have a license to practice law? No.
That's true.
And my insurance is not going to cover those kind of dilemmas that I could get myself into. So I'm real plain and clear up front. And I tell a lot of my clients, now, if you have a legal question, I have a program for you. And I've gotten a lot of my clients to sign up because they do have questions about after they move in. There's an HOA that's not performing the way they think they should, or they have the rules and they're not following up the rules. And I said, well, you've got a legal question there. I would recommend that you call an attorney. Better yet, why don't you go to my website, lsgaryrossignol, and sign up with Legal Shield, and they will, and you can tell how it. So how did you get interested in Legal Shield? It was called prepaid legal years ago when we both joined.
That's it. Back in 1995, I had an insurance agency that I owned, and we were always looking for good quality services that we could take to our clients. And a good friend of mine shared this with me, and I never heard of it. You know, prepaid legal, I heard of prepaid credit cards, different things like
right,
that.
Yeah.
But it was unique. So it took me 15 days to research it because as an insurance agent, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were putting quality products with our clients. I didn't want to, you know, market something that's going to upset them type thing or wouldn't work. So it took me 15 days to research it. And the more I tried to shoot holes through it, the more excited I got with it. So back in 1995, I actually opened up the city with this service. And people today say, well, what is a legal membership? And I tell them a legal membership is gives you the ability to talk to a lawyer on any legal matter without to worry about the high hourly costs. For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how big the problem is or how small the problem is. But, you know, most clients today are in a mindset, I only use an attorney, you know, when I'm in trouble.
Right.
That's like, I only use a doctor when I'm sick. No, that's not
true. I'm going to call an insurance company once I have that car accident.
Exactly.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, or the day after, I'll buy it. But, you know, and overlooking, as we were talking earlier, you know, starting my 28th year marketing this service, that what is the difference between a traditional law firm and owning a Legal Shield membership? Well, a traditional law firm, they want to know your problem and how can I bill you?
Yeah.
Basically, it's about it. With a Legal Shield membership, they want to know, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
So when they call in, it's not how can I bill you, it's how can I help you. And what's unique about this service, that it's a nationwide service. You not only have access in the state you live in, it's nationwide. And there's so many things that we can use it for. Gary's like we were talking, I'm sure we're going to talk about it a little bit today, is, you know, 7 out of 10 Americans don't have a will. Okay. We're going to give them the will. We're going to update it yearly free at no additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that you use people are not aware of. If I have an accident, someone is killed, you could be charged with involuntary manslaughter, negligent homicide, or vehicle homicide. Those are criminal charges. There's not a car insurance company in this country is going to cover you for that. You know, we're the only company out there. We're going to pick your attorney fees up. That's a criminal case, okay? Civil is your car insurance. They want your money. You know, the state wants you. So we're the only company out there in the country will take care of your attorney fees, win, lose, or draw. You know, no ceiling, no deductible, as long as drugs or alcohol is not part of that equation. So it's nothing but basically risk management service. And we can cover the family for less than a buck a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, how is that possible? Well, we go into every state and we put in a provider firm. Okay, we have over 38 provider firms across the country that handles the country. They get one-third of every dollar goes in based on the number of memberships in the state. We're in Ohio. We have 50,000-plus memberships. They average about $10 a membership. If you multiply that out, that's $500,000. Now, if you're the law—
A month.
Exactly, a month, okay? These are not paralegals. These are not someone fresh out of law school.
No, they've been in the business for a while.
Yeah, average attorneys, 22 years, and they're seasoned vets. Matter of fact, the same firm in Ohio handles Ohio State University as well. But so it's unique, and it's something that we don't penalize. We want our clients to use it.
I mean, I've called McGuire, Schneider, and Hesse and actually talk with the head guy. I mean, he answers the phone. He'll take my question.
Sure, and they're under contract when you call in, and they're going to give you a case number, and someone is specialized in that area of law.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through a divorce, you're not going to get a bankruptcy attorney.
No.
Okay, now you might end up with that bankruptcy attorney, but you're not going to start with that bankruptcy attorney. But they're going to give you somebody that's specialized in that area of law. It could be zoning situations, you know, contractor, just like you were talking, different things like that. Or I just need some contracts reviewed. You know, or I got a speeding ticket. We'll actually go to court. They'll do everything in their power to get those points taken off.
Yeah.
I have clients that drive for a living. You know, they get a speeding ticket in their car, they could lose their job. So it's a unique service. It's a service we don't penalize you for using. We want you to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, as a realtor, and I have a lot of realtor friends that tune in, I highly recommend that you look into this service because I was representing a seller in Northern Kentucky. They sold their house. After they closed, the new buyer moved in. And I swear, Mike, it was about 2 months later, there was a big rainstorm and their sump pump died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the seller's. It was working when they bought it. They had a home inspection. But they called an attorney, and they were going after me, my broker, my seller. And, of course, I call Legal Shield. And they nip that in the bud right now because our attorney got in touch with that attorney and says, nuh-uh. You know, Gary Rosignol is off limits. He did his job. You have no case. You have no...
True.
And they ended. I never heard from him again.
And that's that legal muscle, you know, that we talk about. And, you know, speaking with realtors, I've been working with a lot of realtors and investors because they designed a plan. We have designed a plan for them, you know, for contracts, especially if they're investing out of states. You know, what attorney do you use in a different state? You know, I'm in Ohio, but I'm invested in Florida. You know, how do I get things, contracts reviewed? So that's what's making this thing unique with that. So we not only cover the family, we cover the business, cover their, they get a 1099, you know, which is scary to schedule C and an E.
Right, right.
So we pick all that up. So like I said, it's very unique, and it's a month-to-month service. We're not telling them, hey, you got to pay for this for 3 years, whether you like it or
not.
And
there is no contract.
No, we have 4.4 million members.
Now, when you said, when we talked about prepaid legal, first thing that goes in my head is, okay, so we're prepaying this legal plan, which has got to be, you know, $500 a month or $1,000 a month. I mean, a phone call to an attorney for an hour, you're talking $300-$400.
Every bit. And we can do for the family, okay, for $29.95 a month. That's less than $1 a day.
A month.
I got a cup of coffee here. I paid $1.60 for that. That wasn't a financial decision. It was just a decision. Do I want it?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the way the membership is.
Speaking of coffee, our trivia question winners are Dan Stein and Michael Corral, and the correct answer was Linda Ronstadt with Stone Ponies. And yes, they performed at Woodstock.
Sure did.
So there you go, and thank you, Mike, for sponsoring the trivia question today. But you know, I have this sheet here, 101 reasons to use Legal Shield, and it's remarkable. And everybody's, you don't have an up-to-date will. That's a big one. You know?
Sure,
I'm updating mine right now. I've had one for years, but I need to re-update it. And they'll do that every year. You can update it.
You know, the clients I talk to, Gary, I'll ask, you know, when's the last time you updated your will? They say, gosh, the kids are two, and now their kids are two. You know, that type of thing. And what we're seeing, 7 out of 10 America, especially the baby boomers, you know, we're getting old. And we need to get our final documents in place. And Legal Shield will not only do the living will, the health care power of attorney, the wills, they update it yearly free at no additional cost. And, you know, what was it, Rita Franklin was just on the news this week about the will that they found in the couch, you know, and they've been fighting it. And we know Prince itself, he didn't have a will. I tell people I wrote Purple Rain, but I don't get any credit for that, but it wasn't in the will. But anyway, that we're going to take care of that. We're going to get your house in order for you. And like I said, we have last year, just to give you a number, we had over 2 million calls into our law firm. 2 million calls. That's a lot. That's 40,000 a week. That's 8,000 a day, Monday through Friday. And over 90% of those calls were done with no out-of-pocket expense to our clients. So it's not like a, you know, we get you taken care of.
Speaking of wills, I've got an article here, 10 famous people who died without a will. It's amazing. I didn't know. Jimi Hendrix died without a will. He was worth a small fortune
sure
even back
was.
Then.
Purple Haze.
Bob Marley. And did you know that Sonny Bono's real name was Salvatore Philip? And he died without a will.
Sure did.
Oh, my gosh. Michael Jackson.
Still fighting over it.
Michael Jackson, worth billions of dollars, and still posthumously selling album after album after album.
Royalties, yes.
My goodness. Howard Hughes? Now, you would think that somebody as intelligent as Howard Hughes would have had a will.
But we're all going to live forever. So.
Always and this dates way back. Abraham Lincoln.
Definitely. He was a lawyer. So
he should have known better.
Yeah, you know, and that is nothing. The will is nothing but a love letter to your family. That's all it is.
A legal love letter.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I'd like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and our heroes in service and health care. That is our nurses and doctors and nurses' aides, the health care staff, the EMT staff, police and firefighters. So often they deal with life and death situations. Thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The nicest thing you can do for anyone in a uniform is just to say thank you. Give them the thank you sign from afar. They'll know exactly what you're – they just light up, grin from ear to ear. They just love to hear the thank yous. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by the Rock and Roll Real Estate team at RE/MAX Affirmed Group. Our number is 513-777-2402, or you can go to Rock and Roll Gary. That's rockinrollgary.realtor. After our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles and then some pointers to get your affairs in order. You don't want to miss that next segment. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
What if instead of shelling out hefty fees for a few days of legal help, you paid a monthly membership and got a law firm for life? Legal Shield provides affordable, comprehensive, full-service legal and identity theft coverage. Legal Shield offers personal and business plans that cover virtually all legal contingencies. Contact Gary Rosignol, your independent Legal Shield associate, at 513-543-2513 or visit lsgaryrosignol.com. With Legal Shield, you can live life knowing you have a lawyer in your back pocket. At the same time, isn't emptying it.
Here come the Thunderbirds. Experience Dayton's biggest and best summer party at the Center Point Energy Dayton Air Show, presented by Kroger, July 22nd and 23rd at Dayton International Airport. This year's show features military and civilian demonstrations, historic aircraft, food and fun, along with hands-on interactive events, including flight and ride experiences. Tickets available while supplies last at DaytonAirShow.com. Get discount general admission tickets at area Kroger store.
Are you looking for a taste of New Orleans? Then come to Brew River for 100% made from scratch Creole cooking. Brew River Creole Kitchen is open every Wednesday through Sunday for dinner. And on Sundays, NOLA brunch from 10 to 3 with rotating musicians, along with Sunday dinner from 3 to 9. And starting at 6, you'll be entertained by the Twirlers playing the blues. Wednesday is happiest hours all night with $3 martinis, $2 off all bar drinks, and half off all wine bottles. Thursday, Jamba Thursday. Our much-loved jambalaya is served with a Brew River salad for $16, normally a $26 value. And be sure to visit our wine shop for boutique small production wines to take home with you. For dine-in or pickup and great live New Orleans genre blues, jazz, and roots music Friday through Sundays, make Brew River your place to be. Brew River Creole Kitchen on Eastern Avenue and online at brewrivercreolekitchen.com. Brew River Creole Kitchen.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
The legendary Ludlow Garage presents one of the most iconic bands of the 70s, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, in concert, one night only, Saturday, July 15th.
And when I die, and when I'm gone.
Experience this Billboard chart-topping band and an intimate setting of Cincinnati's home of iconic performances, the Ludlow Garage. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Saturday, July 15th at the Ludlow Garage, where live music comes to play. Tickets on sale now at theludlowgaragecincinnati.com.
I lost that love before.
Get on. Let's rock your house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn as we speak. My name is Gary Rosignol, the certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor, with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And this, speaking of RE/MAX Preferred Group, is the moment I've been waiting for all week. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beersford, who, with his lovely wife Christine, owns RE/MAX Preferred Group, and he calls in every Saturday morning with little tidbits, something to get your brain thinking, sometimes humorous, sometimes very thoughtful, and sometimes very deep. But let's see what he has to say today. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend. Gary, this morning, here are some key statistics for the Cincinnati area. According to Zillow, typical home values rose 1.7% from May to June. That's up 4.2% compared to last year. Cincinnati has seen the fifth highest growth among major metros. New listings are 27% down from last year. Available inventory 22% lower than last year and 47% lower than before COVID-19 in 2019. Newly pending sales rose 2.3% month over month. However, they're down 21% compared to last year. According to Zillow, the typical U.S. home value rose above $350,000 for the first time ever as steady demand for buyers met a record low inventory. Cincinnati's average home value is now a little more than $275,000. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
That's some good stuff, Miles. And, you know, I spoke with a bunch of for sale by owners yesterday, and if you're on the market for 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 days, something's wrong there. And I implore anyone and everyone thinking about selling their house, tap into our network. We have almost 7,000 licensed realtors in the greater Cincinnati area, and each one of those have buyers that are looking to purchase a home somewhere. So with the inventory down, like Miles just said, this is a great time to sell your house. Thank you, Miles. That is the captain of our ship, along with his lovely wife, Christine. They own RE/MAX Preferred Group. We have 8 offices throughout the greater Cincinnati area, and we are the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the state of Ohio. And, you know, people just, they don't know what they don't know, like we were saying, Mike. And we're going to get a good taste of what market values are and where we're heading next week with my guest, Phil Crawford. He's the appraiser extraordinaire, I call him. He's a hoot. We're going to have fun with him next week. And later on the show, we'll have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. I'm grateful to all my regular listeners each week. Just to name a few, we've got Carol from South Lebanon, Betty Sanders, Steve Templin, Jane Real, Felicia from Mason, Mike Carroll, Lonnie Lemaster, my family, and also all the many friends, realtor friends that tune in each week. If you have a question, call us at 513-563-1480. And do we have a caller? Okay. We have a caller on the line.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Your name's Ed?
Yes, sir.
Ed Swain. Thank you for calling in, Ed. You know Mike, right?
Yes, sir. I was tuning into the show and realized Mike was on, and I got a good experience I can share with the both of you about what I used McGuire Schneider Hasse for.
All right. Let's hear it.
I booked a property in Panama Beach, Florida, from June the 10th to June 17th, and 5 days prior to leaving, I booked the property through Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
And 5 days, six days before leaving, I got an email from Blue Swell Properties, who is the rental company for the property, and they sent me a 6-page contract that said that I must sign prior to entering the property.
Mm.
So I went back to the listing of the Airbnb, and I didn't see any contract on there. So I called Airbnb, and you know, you get someone new every time you call, and you got to re-explain the situation, but I wasn't really getting any help. So I called McGuire Schneider Hasse. I imaged the document, sent it up to the law firm. A gentleman called me back, and he said, "Do not sign this contract by any means." And I said, "Well, tell me what you found." And he said, on page one, the very last paragraph, it says the word "no chargebacks," and it gave a brief description of you can't use your attorney, you can't use Airbnb, and you can't call your credit card company. Should there become any problem with the property, you must only deal mitigation with them only.
Mm.
And the attorney said to me, "Well, what if they don't have time to deal with you? You have to wait until they got time."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "So you're going to give away all your rights to all three people who are supporting you by signing this. And he went on to cover five other things in the total document. And so I made a call back to Airbnb, and they told me not to sign it. But they weren't telling me not to cancel. So the Blue Swell Properties kept telling me to cancel, cancel, cancel. Well, I realized if I cancel, you lose all your money.
Mm-hmm.
So McGuire Snyder Hassey called a DSK law firm in Florida, who then made a phone call for me to Blue Swell Properties. Next thing you know, that contract didn't need to be signed, and we were en route 5 days later down to enjoy Panama City Beach. Now, where are you going for $30, $29.95, to have an Ohio law firm call a Florida law firm to resolve something for you for $29?
Wow. And that's typical. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they handle every day, right, Mike?
It shows, you know, good people get in bad situations. And Mr. Swain's been a member for a long time, and he definitely uses it. So it's good. And that's what it's built for, use. We don't penalize you for using. We want you to use it. So thank you, Mr. Swain.
That's a good story, Mr. Swain. Thank you for calling up. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. That was good.
Yes, it's scary, and people use those Airbnbs, you know.
And your normal person off the street, I mean, all they're thinking about is, let's get to Florida, let's get to
sign the
beach,
contract.
Let's sign it and be done.
When I was in insurance, you know, selling insurance, life insurance, you know, I say sign here, here, and here. They sign it, you know. They didn't know if when the baby came if they got it or I got it, you know. So
right.
So I have it all part of that monthly membership access to the legal system.
So you have to be real careful. And another thing that that Legal Shield has teamed up with is called Identity Shield, ID Shield.
Mm-hmm. ID.
Now, I don't know about you, but every week, maybe twice a week, I'll get something across my desk and my email. Looks a little suspicious, you know, especially these internet ID companies that are going to take care of any spam. Well, they're spam. Yeah, and I get an invoice from a company, sounds like a major company, but it's spelled a little bit differently. You know, thank you for your account will be billed $339.78 for your next year membership. Well, I never signed up with them to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I start looking at my bank accounts, and there's nothing there. But what they want you to do is to call that, and it's not an 800 number either. It's a 863 number of some sort. Once they get you on the phone, they've got you. Now they got all your information.
Definitely, definitely. And they're tapping that senior market hard right now.
Yeah.
You know, from the older generation, we're not really sure about those computers anyway, but, you know, they'll pop up here.
No. I'll tell you what, some of our senior citizens know more than you'd think. Their grandkids are teaching them.
There you go. That's my next point. If I have a problem, I go to my grandkids. But, you know, with identity theft, every 3 seconds, someone is having their identity breached. And there's only three types of services out there. People tell me, well, Mike, I got it on my homeowner's insurance. Well, that's a reimbursement. And what does reimbursement mean? You go out and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you file the claims and see if the insurance company is going to pay for it. Okay, then we have what we call resolution, and that's where they coach you. That's usually your 3 o'clock in the morning infomercial type thing. You know, we're going to tell you what to do. Go here, take off work, whatever. But what you're looking for is restoration. Restoration where someone, you're going to be signed a licensed agent. That's what we do. A licensed agent, not a customer service department, is going to put your identity back to the original condition it was before it's breached to your satisfaction. And we have an unlimited guarantee. You know, you say, well, we have $1 million guarantee. We have unlimited. It doesn't matter what it is. And we also have, with that program, $1 million out-of-pocket expense. That's for you. You might have to take off work. Okay, you might have to hire a lawyer. That's all out-of-pocket expense. You might even have to hire child care, elder care while you go out of state, whatever it may be. So both of them are leaders in the industry, and both of them were created out of need, not out of greed.
And that's a separate
program. It's a separate program. We'll cover the family. We'll cover your children up to 18 years old. And that's important because they're taking your kids' social security numbers out there. And, you know, time they get ready to have a credit card or get a loan and find out they've already got a loan somewhere.
You got kids in college?
Exactly.
They're away, yep, out of state?
It's all part of the program.
What's going on?
That's it. Yeah. Check out your website. Check it out. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, that's right. So tune in Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. When we're sitting having dinner on Sunday evenings, we say, Alexa, turn on WDJO.
Mm-hmm.
And there's John Englehart and some great rock and roll shows. Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by the Rock and Roll Real Estate Team. Our number is 513-777-2402. I am a director with Legal Shield and Identity ID Shield, so call me if you have any questions, and we'll help you get signed up so you are protected. It's less than a cup of coffee a day, and you can have an attorney in your pocket. Coming up next is my music history, and then Is Your Home Spying on You? Stay right here with us on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Have you been thinking about selling your house or maybe thinking about downsizing and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live.
After 60 years, it's their last tour. The OJ's last stop on the Love Train Tour. Friday, August 18th, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Grammy Hall of Famers, and Philadelphia soul icons. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office. The OJ's last stop on the Love Train Tour.
As you may have already heard, Covered Bridge Antique Mall will be closing for good this fall due to difficulties with building repairs. It's been a great 32 years here in Mount Healthy, and we're sad to say goodbye. Having said that, we're having a closeout Christmas in July sale on all of our holiday merchandise and displays. This is a store-wide discount of 20% off all merchandise, even the already marked down items. In addition, Christmas and other holiday treasures are 20 to 50% off, last marked price, depending on which dealer you purchase from. Sale starts now and runs through the end of July, so mark your calendars and plan a trip to see us at Covered Bridge Antique Mall. We thank you for your continued support over the years.
Hear what customers are saying.
What a wonderful hidden away spot. Nestled down a hallway, this little nook is almost like a speakeasy. Blink and you could miss the front door. You are greeted by low ceilings covered in copper cups and toy trains. There is a roaring fireplace in the middle that divides the two rooms, and the whole bar is about the size of your mom's basement, and it's perfect.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch. Mount Adams.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it!
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants, like lemongrass and geraniol, and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature... Optimized by science.
This is one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's music history. And on this day back in 1956, the Teenagers featuring Frankie Lyon were at number 6 on the U.S. singles chart with Why Do Fools Fall in Love? He was an American rock and roll rhythm and blues singer and songwriter, best known as the boy soprano lead singer of the New York City-based early rock and roll doo-wop group. He was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 as a member of the Teenagers. His life was dramatized in the 1998 film Why Do Fools Fall in Love? On On this day back in 1972, Elton John started a five-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with his fifth studio album, Honky Chateau. The album, which marked the British artist's first U.S. chart topper, took inspiration for its title from the 18th century French chateau, Chateau Herouville, in which he was recorded. It was recorded. Two of the tracks from the album, Rocket Man and Honky Cat, were released as singles. On this day, back in 1978, the Rolling Stones started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Some Girls, the group's seventh U.S. number one album. The cover design by Peter Courtesan featured the Rolling Stones in garish drag alongside select female celebrities and lingerie ads. The cover immediately ran into trouble when Lucille Ball, Farrah Fawcett, Lisa Minnelli, representing her mother Judy Garland, Raquel Welch, and the estate of Marilyn Monroe all threatened legal action. They needed legal shield. On this day back in 1989, Pink Floyd appeared in Canal de San Marco, Piazza San Marco, Venice, Italy, on a floating stage. Over 200,000 people attended the gig, almost double the number authorities had planned for, causing damage to buildings and bridges. The cleaning of the area after the concert was said to be around $32,500, and the concert was broadcast live on TV to over 20 countries with an estimated audience of almost 100 million. Two Venice counselors were later ordered to stand trial for the costs incurred by the concert. They needed legal shield. On this day back in 2012, Queen were crowned top of the patriotic props in a survey of 100,000 music fans. The band's anthem, We Are Champions, was named number one by the fans who were asked what song made them proud to be British. It was followed by Oasis' hit Wonderwall, which was nominated by 11,000 karaoke singers, and then Let It Be by the Beatles, which got 10,000 votes. And born on this day back in 1946, the trivia question answer, American singer Linda Ronstadt, who had the 1975 U.S. number one single, You're No Good, and the 1964 hit single with Stone Ponies, written by Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, it's called Different Drum, plus over 15 other U.S. top 40 hits. She has earned 11 Grammy Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, and an Emmy. Wow. I hope these music notes brought you as much fun as I had while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory. You can catch us live on August the 4th. We're going to be at Coney Island in the Moonlight Pavilion. We'll be at St. Elizabeth of Seton Festival in Milford on August the 11th. And the 26th, we'll be at Keener Park in Westchester. I think that's our 22nd year in a row.
Wow.
And, of course, you can catch us Dance the Night Away at Jim and Jack's on the River on September the 9th. Just go to BlueStoneIvory.com for our full schedule. So if you live in a home with high maintenance expenses and in a home that doesn't meet your current or future lifestyle needs, bathrooms on the second floor, the laundry room still in the basement, I've heard it 1,000 times, I'm not moving till they carry me out in the pine box. Well, we have a solution. And we have a presentation at St. Michael's Church every Tuesday night presented by CARE, Cincinnati, our community aging resource experts, from 7 to 8:30. And it's invaluable information. It's free of charge. I just implore you to stop by at St. Michael's Church in Sharonville or call me at 513-777-2402, and we will take you there. A couple of things that we wanted to point out. Let me find it here, Mike. Oh, here we go. We're talking about getting your affairs in order. Some things you can do to prepare for, I call it the life afterlife.
Sure.
The kids are grown and gone. You've lived in your home for years. You want to learn to age in place. We can help you with that. But there's some things legally that you need, and Legal Shield and their attorneys will walk you through this.
Definitely.
Gather all the information.
Sure, help you get your house in order.
You want to, of course, they'll help you prepare your will, your living will, your durable power of attorney for health care, funeral planning declaration. These are all things we're going to cover in our presentation at St. Michael's. But you might want to sit down, take a few minutes, make a list of all your bank account numbers,
mm-hmm.
all your investment institutions with account numbers, list of all your credit cards, utility accounts. Now, I just went into my Identity Shield website the other night and updated all my information.
Listed, yeah.
They've got all my credit cards, all my bank accounts, insurance. They monitor that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in Florida and start using one of my credit cards, and they pick up on that, they're going to send me a little notice. Is this really you?
Sure. They're giving you an alert, and also if someone trying to open an account in your name.
Right.
They send you an alert. So they got you covered.
So either you need to sit down and write this all up, type it out, put it in a safe, distribute it to your family members or whatever, or sign up with Identity Theft Shield. And you can go, it took me 30 minutes to update all my accounts, and I had a couple that had been closed and I wasn't using anymore. Of course, I've had my credit cards breached a few mm-hmm. times. You have to call the bank, you have to cancel it, you got to get a new card. That happens. And through the help with Legal Shield and Identity Theft, they walk me through the whole process. Let me know this is what you need to do.
Sure, sure. You know, and with this, getting these documents, I know you're going to hit a few more there, that, you know, as devastated the family can be, there's a loss of life, but the house is in order. That's why we have an executor, that they know exactly, here's this, 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 here's where it's at. They're not looking under the couch or whatever mm-hmm. they be. Everything is in order to make this transition as peaceful as it possibly be.
Right, right.
And Mom did want me to have that ring, not you, type thing, so no mm-hmm. arguments, so.
Yeah, I was watching a series of NCIS the other night, and Gibbs, Special Agent Gibbs, one of his best friends, Burnell, was shot and was in the hospital, and his teenage daughter was, they said, my dad's a fighter. He's going to make through this, but he had a do not resuscitate, so mm-hmm. they weren't going to help him. And she said, Gibbs, you've got to change that. And he says, well, I can't change hospital policy. And they said, well, Mr. Gibbs, he did assign somebody power of attorney on his living will, and that is you. Now, you have the power to tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital has to go by what the wishes of the person was, which he's incapacitated. I mean, he's in a coma. He can't fend for himself.
You know, and Gary, it's not only just about you, it's about your children as well. Mm-hmm. You've got an 18, 19, 20-year-old son, daughter, okay, that you can't make those decisions anymore for them, okay? It's a hospital-type thing. With this, is their final wish. And so it's just important to have your children have one, you know, have their house in order as well, so to speak, as I say, that they know what's going on, okay? And, you know, it's something that doesn't take that long, but we can't run from it. And when you got numbers, and I follow a lot of numbers, that, you know, 80% of them wrote at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this is a membership. It's not an expense. I can tell you it's a major savings in your life.
And I get it. I'm of that age where it's like, okay, so when I'm gone, I don't care what happens. But you don't want to leave your family having to make all these decisions.
Sure, the fighting, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
final wishes, final love letter to the family.
Yep, right. So call me this week at 513-777-2402. We just touched on the surface of what this program has to offer. And it's so inexpensive, it's almost ridiculous.
Sure. I've had people say, well, what don't you cover? Well, if you're taking notes, put A to Z. We cover everything from adoption to zoning. So
yeah, right.
We got you covered.
And you're not signing a contract. Mm-hmm. You know, you can cancel it any time.
We put the ball right back in your court.
You can use it for 3 months, six. But I guarantee you, the folks who I said, you have a situation, you need to call Legal Shield, they sign up, they're just going to use them for a month or so. But you know what? They go, that was so good, and it's so inexpensive. I'm just going to keep it.
Sure.
And you use it time and time again. Stay with us. We're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation next. You've been listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
What if, instead of shelling out hefty fees for a few days of legal help, you paid a monthly membership and got a law firm for life? Legal Shield provides affordable, comprehensive, full-service legal and identity theft coverage. Legal Shield offers personal and business plans that cover virtually all legal contingencies. Contact Gary Rosignol, your independent Legal Shield associate, at 513-543-2513 or visit lsgaryrosignol.com. With Legal Shield, you can live life knowing you have a lawyer in your back pocket. At the same time, isn't emptying it.
Ian Anderson presents Jethro Tull. Sitting on the park bench. The Seven Decades Tour. In the shop of August 22nd, PNC Pavilion. A night filled with unforgettable classics. Hey. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and PNCPavilion.com. New album, Rock Float, out now.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today. A good deal better at
John Nolan. Have you been thinking about selling your house or maybe thinking about downsizing and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live.
Get on. Let's rock your house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosignol, your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They have built a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and our community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the United States, and that's our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. I'm so grateful to have this gentleman on my show each week. He's on the board of directors of the Dragonfly Foundation. He has been their number one cheerleader and number one fan for years. This is my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Going to dodge this rain today, and then we're going to have a gorgeous night tonight for the ballgame.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So tell us real quick, for those who, I can't imagine someone in the greater Cincinnati not knowing what the Dragonfly Foundation is, but if there is one or two out there and they're tuning in, let's just bring them up to speed and let them know what it's all about.
Yeah, I'd be happy to let them know what it's all about. Well, first of all, we've been in business going on 13 years now, and the foundation came about after our founder had a scare when one of her children was diagnosed with pediatric cancer. And like many families from all over the world, when you have a difficult cancer diagnosis, they want to get you to a world-class facility, and that's Cincinnati Children's in this region. And what the family witnessed was, number one, they were scared to death. The care was outstanding, but they were alone and scared and didn't know what to do. And it really is a paralyzing sort of thing for a family. So after the child, thank God, made a full recovery with the great treatment at Cincinnati Children's, Christine Knightsky said, you know what, we have got to do something for families that just are about to go through what we just went through. And that's really what we're all about, Gary, is supporting not only the cancer patient, but the mom, the dad, and the siblings, the entire family, because the entire family is impacted by a cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they sure are. And, you know, no matter where you are in the country, your child's not feeling well, you take them to the doctor and they do some tests and they come out and they say, you need to get to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, like ASAP. What do you do? Do you think? Do you sit down? Do you research? No. You pack a bag, you throw it in the car, and you head towards Cincinnati. I've seen families come in here. I've heard their stories. They roll into Cincinnati with fumes in their gas tank, nowhere to stay. They don't know what to do. They check their child into the hospital, and then where do they go? What do they do? They feel alone. The patient's brothers and sisters, they feel left out. Mom and dad start bickering over money, of all things, and their kids in the hospital with some kind of a cancer disease. The family falls apart, and that's where the Dragonfly Foundation comes in. They have volunteers who have been in their shoes. They come in, they hug them, they let them know, we've been there, we've done that, it'll all be okay. Let's go do this, let's go do that. We'll take you to ball games, we'll take you to concerts. Let's take, you know, they embrace the siblings, make them part of the whole process, make them feel wanted and needed. I've seen it happen time and time again. And Bill, it's a miracle what they do. And it is all supported by our donations, because every dollar that gets donated to the Dragonfly Foundation, this is amazing, 87.5 cents. Goes to the families. 87.5% of every dollar goes to the families. That's lean and mean, my friend. I don't know how you do it.
It's almost unheard of, Gary, in the nonprofit space, in that the design that Jim and Christine Knightsky came up with was, they're going to build an army of volunteers with a very small salaried staff. And it's going to run on volunteers, and it's going to run on donations. And so that's why we're on here every Saturday morning talking about the mission, because unfortunately, kids are still getting diagnosed with cancer, and there's families that need support, and we're not going to stop until there's cure for all these cancers. So the need for donations is ongoing, and there's a million ways you can do it.
They need gift cards. And my hats are off to Kroger, because their community rewards card, you can go online and designate the nonprofit of your choice, because they give back to the community. It's a small bit of every dime that you spend at Kroger's. A very little bit goes to the charity of your choice. And I know you and I have designated the Dragonfly Foundation, so whenever we buy anything at Kroger's, we swipe the Kroger community card. A small portion goes to the Dragonfly Foundation. We get, and my wife loves this, we get the gas card, or the gas points. So it's a home run. So I would encourage you to go to Kroger's, buy a $50 or $100 gift card to gas station to a restaurant or wherever, call me. Either you or I will go and pick that up from them. I'll exchange a $10 gift card to Starbucks for their donation. Buy them a cup of coffee, and we'll get that to them and pay for it. Swipe your community cards, get the gas points. That's a home run. That's a win-win.
Absolutely. And you know what, Gary? Every single time you check out at Kroger, you punch that number in, you look at the bottom of your seat and said, thank you, you just made a donation to the Dragonfly Foundation. It's makes you feel good every time you go.
That's really cool. If you're listening right now and you want to help, just text the word WINGS15, WINGS15, to 71777, and you can donate just $5, $10, $50, whatever makes you feel good about your donation to the Dragonfly Foundation. How much time we have, Dan? Well, we are just about out of time. I'd like to thank Bill for calling in. Thanks all who listened and are watching on Facebook and LinkedIn with my guest, Mike Little with Legal Shield. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you again,
too
sir.
Long for you to stay
I'm
away.
I'm telling you.
Have you back here in the next 3 to 6 months.
Sounds good.
Keep things going. Remember, I am a realtor, a senior real estate specialist, and a Legal Shield director. Just call me at 513-777-2402. You can find me online at rockandrollgary.realtor or lsgaryrozignal.com. Always, always hug your kids. Call your parents and siblings regularly. Kiss your spouse every day and stay safe. Stay tuned for the Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams. And a friend of mine always says, time is not our friend. Well, this is Bluestone Ivory with the Chicago hit. Does anybody really know what time it is? For another great show, and if you have any real estate question, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beresford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Bluestone Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.